The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we're expecting this economic forecast from the government today. We do expect to hear that the Irish economy will keep growing despite what's going on in the world. I'm joined by political correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Louise Byrne. Good morning, Louise.
Morning, Claire.
So what do we know about the message that we're expecting to hear from government as part of the spring statement?
Yes, so this is kind of a new statement that we're getting from Simon Harris and Jack Chambers after Cabinet this morning, and it's essentially going to lay out where Ireland is financially. Now, as part of this, obviously the war is continuing in the Middle East, and the impact of the war in Iran is having huge impact on the energy prices and fuel prices and all of these kind of things. So as part of the spring economic forecast, Tánaiste Simon Harris, who's also the finance minister, asked officials in the Department of Finance to put together three scenarios to see what would happen kind of in the good, bad and ugly situation, I guess you could say. So what they have come back with is three scenarios. So the baseline scenario, which you would imagine is if nothing, you know, if everything went back to normal, etc., then you have the adverse scenario and the severe scenario. So what we are expecting ministers to be told this morning is that in all of these scenarios, Ireland's economic growth will continue. However, depending on which scenario you're in, that economic growth will just be at a slower rate. So the Tánaiste was very keen to stress yesterday that, you know, we're coming at this from a good place no matter what happens. But Jack Chambers is also expected to tell ministers at Cabinet this morning with his public expenditure hat on that they also need to control their spending and rein in their spending. So that's a message we've heard before from him. Whether it will have any impact this time is anybody's guess. But, you know, they seem to be trying to warn them that things might not go as well as is expected.
And Louise, is that message of reining in your spending directed particularly at the Department of Education?
One would imagine so. We obviously know that Hildegard Nocton has defended a near 500 million euro overspend in the Department of Education and said that, you know, she, when she went into the department in November, would have been that she thought it was underfunded. And, you know, this has been a long running overspend in the department. It certainly didn't start with Hildegard Nocton. But Jack Chambers has kind of been steadfast and has warned that if one department is to have an overspend, where the money is going to have to be found from other ministers' departments to match it and to kind of try plug the hole. So you would imagine it is very much aimed at Hildegard Nocton. But don't forget, there's been overruns in health. There's been overruns in other departments. Education is the issue today. And I think it's a warning to other departments not to become an issue as we go down the line and towards the budget in October.
The other word knocking around in advance of this statement is stagflation. And nobody likes stagflation, do they, Louise? Because that is high inflation, but nothing is really growing around it. That is not a good place. Nobody wants to be there. But are we expecting to hear that word from Jack Chambers today?
Unfortunately, we are, and he will tell his cabinet colleagues that there is a risk of stagflation the longer the conflict in the Middle East goes on. And I think the issue is we're kind of planning in the dark, aren't we? Because we don't really know what's going to happen next with the Middle East. We've had kind of a few false dawns over the last couple of weeks where it looks like it's over. It looks like the Strait of Hormuz is going to open, and then all of a sudden everything changes. So he is warning that the longer this goes on, the bigger the risk of stagflation, which I think nobody wants to see. But I think on the other hand, you could kind of call it the good cop, bad cop of it all. Jack Chambers is warning about stagflation, that there is a risk of it. But Simon Harris is saying in any scenario, there will be economic growth. It's just a question of how much or how little there will be. So I think more information after Cabinet, the two money ministers doing a press conference, I think there will be a lot more clarity later on about just what these scenarios looked at, what they are assuming could or could not happen, and what we can expect from Budget 2027 on the 6th of October.
Okay, and despite the big spend to bring the protest to an end, energy supports are back on the table now, put there by Simon Harris.
Yes, this is quite interesting. We were up in Drogheda yesterday for a press conference with Simon Harris at a sod turning ceremony, and he was asked would he rule out the reintroduction of energy credits, specifically energy credits. He was asked would he rule them out, and he said at this stage it would be foolish to rule anything out, that we need to kind of keep our powder dry and see what's happening, but he wasn't going to rule anything in or out, which is a little bit of a departure from what we have seen, because a lot of it in fairness, is dependent on the time of the year that we're in. And Simon Harris said this again yesterday, an energy crisis in the summertime, like right now, where the days are a little bit brighter, the evenings are a little bit longer, it's starting to get better weather, thankfully. It's very different from if we were facing this scenario in the wintertime. And at the moment, we just don't know if that's going to be the case. So whether or not we get to a position where we need the energy credits is probably a question for another 3 or 4 months' time. Mm-hmm. But certainly seem to be back on the table in a way that they weren't in the last couple of weeks.
And would you expect there to be a reference to that package of £505 million on top of the £250 million to address the concerns of the protesters? Will that be mentioned in the context of what the budget might look like, the public finances look like at the moment?
I think it will have to, because the situation, and we saw this with the crisis in Ukraine when measures were introduced, you had the excise cuts like we have now, etc. They took a couple of years to actually wind back down. So the question is, it's €750 million to date. How much higher is that going to get? One TD in Fianna Fáil told me they wouldn't be surprised if we end up spending €2 million on these, €2 billion rather, on these measures over the course between now and the end of the year. So it's going to have to have an impact on the budget. And the Taoiseach said that on the day that this €505 million package was announced, that of course everything has an impact. So what the impact of that will be is another question. Simon Harris saying yesterday again in Drogheda that he is determined that there's going to be a personal tax package in budget 2027, that the best way to help people with inflation is by letting them keep some of their money. Mm-hmm. Not that you ever get to keep a huge amount of money back after these tax cuts, but it's better than nothing, I think, is kind of what he was saying. So whether that will still be possible if these measures have to be extended, mm-hmm. and the manner in which they're wound down, I think we're going to have to wait and see.
The problem for them is, though, it's really hard to sell the message, oh, the economy's doing well, we're coming at this global crisis from a resilient place, when people really don't feel that in their pocket, and they feel they have less and less at the end of the week or the end of the month. And that is something that the government is going to have to deal with.
Yeah, and I think it kind of jars with people to a certain extent, Claire. And I think you saw that particularly during the fuel protests, and, you know, the workers and the farmers who were out protesting were, you know, saying that we're such a rich country and we're saying that we have money, but yet we're not feeling it. The excise cuts that are introduced, you know, I was driving past the petrol station there on my way to work, and the petrol prices are beginning to even creep back up compared to what they were yesterday or the day before.
Really?
So people aren't, yeah, people, and I'm, because I'm looking at it because I actually need to get petrol, and I'm deciding whether to bite the bullet or hope they come back down. Mm-hmm. And people aren't feeling it. And I think, you know, that's a crazy thing to say when we're spending €750 million on this package, is that people aren't feeling it. And, you know, they can, Simon Harris and Jack Chambers can say, well, we're going to have economic growth. Unless that actually translates to people, it's a very, very hard pill to swallow, yeah, for the general public.
And given the unpredictability of the situation, it is surprising, I would say, to hear Simon Harris still talking about his desire to cut income tax in the budget. But clearly he feels there is a political imperative to do that now.
He does. And I mean, speaking to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil backbenchers last week, in fairness as well, they think that then Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue made a mistake by not including a tax package for workers in the budget that's just gone. They think, you know, that should have been done, that it was a programme for government commitment, that it should have been implemented. So there's political pressure there as well, probably for coming from Fine Gael's core base more than Fianna Fáil's. But there is going to be pressure building there. But I remember sitting down with Simon Harris for an interview for the Irish Examiner before Christmas. And what he said at the time was, I would like to see a tax package in budget 2027, barring a shock. Now, I interviewed him again a couple of weeks ago and I said, is the war in the Middle East, is that the shock you were talking about? And he said, not at the moment. At mm-hmm. the moment, the plan is to still plough ahead. And it was still the plan yesterday. But the best laid plans can change. So I think we'll be keeping a watching eye on this between now and October.
All right. And we'll wait to see what's said this afternoon or later on this morning. Louise, thanks very much. And good luck getting your petrol at a good price. I hope it works out for you. That's Louise Byrne there from the Irish Examiner. Now,
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.